Salamat po po Henry Chavez ng Makati News Bureau, and thank you very much kay Brigadier General Senga. We were interviewed, the network interviewed him just a while back regarding the situation in Bulong. And we just have to wait for developments according to the armed forces of the Philippines. Anyway, no? So, in a little while, mga kaibigan, ano, magpapatuloy po tayo sa ating special edition ng Zona Libre. At makakasama na naman natin ngayong gabi, walang iba kundi si World Chess Champion, Bobby Fischer. Of course, kasama yan si Asia's first Grandmaster, Yung Jim Tolin, in Turin. Ano. Mamaya, we'll be giving you the proper introductions after some reminders.
Magtagalog na po dahil puro English na ito eh. So, Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat na nasa ating mga tagapakinig at sabi nga ni Bobby, nagpapasalamat din ako, papasalamat kami sa Bombo Radio dahil ika nga, ito yung nagpapatunay na mayroong freedom of expression dito, free press or whatever, at kasama ako ni Bobby, nagpapasalamat sa Bombo Radio at sana magustuhan na lang ninyo at mapuro tayo sa gabi nito.
Thanks, Bob.
It's okay. Bob, maybe I'll just ask you, how has it been since our last interview? You've been in Baguio for...
A few weeks. We went down to Dagupan, to one of your sister stations down there.
Yes.
And we did a program there about a week ago, 10 days ago or so.
Uh-huh.
And that's been about it.
You had the chance of meeting other members of the press, aside from those with Bombo Radio?
No, I don't want to meet members of the press except in the radio studio.
Really?
You know, they have a nasty tendency to push things around, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're hurting Mr. Vince. It's in the newspaper.
Well, I know. There's nothing personal. It's just something in general. I've had so many bad experiences with newspaper people and magazines and, you know. I've been interviewed maybe in my life hundreds of times, but I can count, you know, the number of times I've really been there on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two times I can remember them.
we'll find out.
If you want, I can tell you. I'll tell you one experience.
Sure.
I had an experience a long time ago. This was with Esquire magazine. This was back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I was real young, maybe I was still a teenager, early 20s. And he invited me over to the Algonquin Hotel, which was a very in-hotel, like show business people in Manhattan, to do the interview. And in those days, I was happy to give interviews, because, you know, I was U.S. champion a number of times already, many times, but I was, you know, I'm still very ambitious. I wanted all the publicity I could get, especially all the good publicity I could get. So Esquire, you know, was one of the biggest men's magazines in the U.S. And so I agreed to meet him, no charge or anything. And I met him in the lobby of the hotel. We sat down in a very plush lobby with show business people going with us. It was a show business hotel. So he takes out his notebook and he starts to ask me some questions. And then I answered. And this went on for maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And then he snaps his notebook shut. He says, "That's all. Interview's over. I can't do this." I said, "What do you mean you can't do this? I wanted to have the interview. I want to be an Esquire." And he says, "The people at Esquire told me you're a horrible person and I should do a hatchet job on you. I just can't go through with this. You're a normal person. I can't do this to you. Goodbye." Goodbye. That was it. This is absolute truth. I remember, I think he was a British or Canadian accent. He was not an American, by the way. He was definitely not an American.
Was he Jewish?
Ah, that's a good question. I doubt it very, very, very much. I would take 10 to 1 he wasn't Jewish.
All right. All right. I'd like to turn over the microphone to Vince Cabeza of the Philippine Daily Inquirer. You can use my microphone, so you won't have to be passing the other microphone. Vince, for your question.
I'll try to be the third great person to sleep in your career. I'm interested in the way you see the Philippines right now. There's a country which made a big deal out of kicking out the U.S. bases.
Yeah.
And considering the fact that you right now you're a fugitive, what are your reflections about the Philippines right now?
Oh, well, I'm very happy you kicked the U.S. out. This was the right move. This was definitely the right move. But I'm unhappy about this visiting forces agreement that Estrada made with the U.S. This is definitely the wrong way to go. Because, you give the U.S. an inch, they'll take a mile. And this is wrong. It did a wonderful thing to kick them out. You set a really good example for other countries, for South Korea, for Japan. And I just hope you don't let them back again. the U.S. is a criminal country. The U.S. talks about rogue regimes, you know, rogue country. I got news for you. The U.S. is the rogue country.
What are the repercussions you have right now? I mean, how do you feel about staying? Are you hiding in the Philippines? Are you not hiding in the Philippines?
I'm not hiding, for sure.
Do you feel safe considering the fact that we did kick out the U.S. Navy?
No, I feel safe here. Yeah.
What can you explain to the audience what happened actually regarding the Yugoslavian?
I played a match in Yugoslavia, World Chess Championship match against Boris Spassky in 1992. And before I played the match, I got a warning letter from the U.S. government regarding, they said that this was, President Bush had signed an executive order, 12810, dated June 5th, 1992, and that it was illegal for me to play this projected match with Spassky. But I went ahead and then I spit on the letter. I didn't spit on the letter they sent me. I spit on a fax them. So I didn't spit on U.S. government property. You know. not that that would be a crime. Anyway, I went ahead and played the match. And then after I played it, see, the match ended around November 2nd or so, 1992. And then on December 15th, 1992, I was indicted. See? And then the same day, December 15th, 1992, the U.S. government, the federal government, issued an arrest warrant in my name. You can see, this is cool stuff right here. So, they're very serious. They want to put me in prison for 10 years. If you read the letter, there's a letter here. Here's the letter. It talks about 10 years, 10 years. Here it says, see, this indictment, I'm indicted, and it says, holding a criminal term. Holding a criminal term. So, the U.S. is deadly serious about putting me in prison for 10 years for playing chess. And I think, as far as I know, I'm the only person that the U.S. has indicted on this law. So far as I know, maybe someone else is, I haven't heard about it. I think I'm the only person. Because the Jews totally control the U.S. The U.S. government is a facade. There is no U.S. government, as people think of it. It's just a puppet in the Jews' hand. It's a plaything for the Jews. And now, it used to be the Jews were sort of hiding in the background a little bit, but under the Clinton administration, they've come right out in the open. They've got all the top positions, openly now.
So you think it's even worse this last 6 years?
Yeah, right. It's even gotten worse than Bush. Bush was bad enough. Bush, I was indicted under the Bush administration. But it was bad enough under Bush. He was totally in control by the Jews, too.
Well, if you're in the U.S., if you're there in the truth,
right.
Are you expecting different things to happen?
No, absolutely not, no. I'm expecting worse things to happen. The Jews' grip on the U.S. is getting tighter and tighter every day. Mm-hmm. You know, they've made countless billions and trillions with Hollywood, and then countless billions and trillions in the movie industry, and countless billions and trillions in the press and the banking system. And now they're making more countless billions and trillions with this internet revolution. So they just totally own the whole country.
That means you've been your belongings.
Oh, my belongings, of course.
But tell me, Bobby, the first time, that in the history of chess that somebody is charged or will be in prison or charged to be in prison for playing chess.
Yeah.
For playing excellent chess at that time.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if they want to put me in prison for playing against Boris Spassky in 1992. I played great chess there. Now, I wouldn't mind if they wanted to put me in prison. I played bad chess, okay. Put me in jail for playing bad chess, but not for playing great chess.
Yeah.
that means you will never set foot on U.S. soil.
Well, I'm hoping for a revolution there, and that the Jews will, you know, get kicked out of power and get wiped out. I'd like to see a whole lot of top Jews get executed. Certainly, many tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Jews should be executed in the U.S., and the rest should go to some kind of concentration camp to be re-educated. However long it takes. It takes 10 years, 20 years. Just keep them in there until they learn some morals. Learn about decency and honesty and about work. The Jews don't like to work. And that's one of the things the Jews hated so much about Hitler's concentration camps. There were no gas chambers. That's where baloney. But when you go into the camp, there was a big sign that Arbeit macht frei, which means work makes you free.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews don't believe in that. They believe you do all the work and they get all the benefits. They hate work. This is the real problem with the Jews. They don't like work. They are soft, flabby. If you look even at the young Israeli soldiers, they're soft. Even when they're in their teens, early 20s. Because they're simply not used to work. Jews are not used to manual labor. They're parasites. And they've been parasites for thousands of years.
Execution is too much,
eh? Maybe I said too few, a few hundred thousand. Maybe it should be in the millions of them should be executed. But now all the rest, all the other tens of millions should go to re-education camps, kind of like the way they did in Red China, until they learn something, so they accept Christ and decency. Admit the error of their ways. Well, the world is in a terrible shape because of the Jews. They're driving the world toward extinction with all these atom bombs and missiles and nuclear power plants. And now, of course, they're into genetic engineering, which will just totally erase life as we know it, if it continues. I mean, there's just no end to this genetic engineering. They can start mixing fish with humans and anything's possible. It's total madness. And this is, you know, just the beginning. This has to be stopped. I think Prince Charles of England made a couple of very good speeches attacking genetic engineering. But the press ridiculed even him. Even Prince Charles got ridiculed. So the Jews have to be stopped. They have to be kicked out of power. They're criminal people. They're totally insane. They mutilate their children. It just tells you right there that they're crazy. They mutilate their children, their male babies on the eighth day. Now, I could start a religion, let's call it Go-Go. And then my God tells me I have a right to cut off my little girl's, let's say. That's my religion. I have a right to do it. Or somebody else, they have a right to cut off somebody's toe or whatever, their baby's toe. They have absolutely no right to do it. The only reason that people let them get away with it is they've been doing it for so long and they're so goddamn powerful. This is really, really criminal. And it shows this one thing tells you right there that the Jews are bastards. You don't have to look any further. Now, they've created all kind of nonsense surrounding it that is beneficial. And it's all bullshit. It is not beneficial. It is very, very harmful. It is harmful physically. It is harmful mentally. It is harmful in every way. And, you know, it's just a terrible crime. And they're vicious. I talked to a Jew I used to know when I was a boy. He was a friend of mine. Jackie, and he was telling me how he was circumcised, of course, and he's telling me about the experience he had when his little brother was circumcised, his baby brother. He told me, Bobby, it's horrible. Said that the rabbi came, he had filthy hands, he described the whole thing. He was still traumatized by it, 15 years later. So, these issues have to be stopped. They have to be stopped from mutilating their own children.
You're in a country which Jews in the Jews in this
thing.
It's alien to them, so that's
right.
The concept.
I've been reading a lot of your columns. You've got some really brilliant columns here, I have to tell you that. I think they're some of the best in the world. Yeah, really. I read all of them from your paper, The Star, The Bulletin, they're all great. Even from Temple, just all great columnists.